Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
And we're not going to be here tomorrow. We have been granted Christmas Eve off. So that means this is our final day before Christmas. And in light of that, we must keep with tradition and have our annual reading of Campbell and Farwell's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Don't oh boy me, Producer Paul.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house not a creature stirring, right?
Not even a squirrel. Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, I mean a mouse. That's right. But we have our own version of
our
it.
Our own version.
We have Campbell and Farwellized it, and we're going to read it for you. I've put on my Santa hat and my elf shoes, so we're all set to go. There's a lot of pressure. I feel the pressure. But Producer Paulie, if you can find a little soundtrack for us, here we go. 'Twas 2 days before Christmas, and from the earth to the heavens, speakers were echoing with sounds of Country 106.7. We've got Carrie and Miranda, Aldine and Luke too. If we could, we'd wrap them up under the tree for you. But here's to new boots, fitted hats, and shiny new trucks. It's okay to admit it. Every other radio station sucks. Okay, that's not a nice word, not very festive of me, so let's start again. I can do better, you'll see. In these days before Christmas, we wish you nothing but good. Days to be filled with country music, like every day should. We thank you for taking us with you as you dash to and fro. From the stores to the restaurants, we are wherever you go. Be careful in those parking lots, don't start any fights. We wouldn't want you to need bail on this Christmas night. There's no snow to slow us. The roads won't be slick. If you don't want to see the in-laws, you'll have to fake sick. There will be fruitcake and cookies, candy canes and snacks too. Things to buy, gifts to wrap. There's so much to do. So be sure to take a moment, one that's only for you, before it's time for visits and dinner and crazy Aunt Sue. As for us, we'll be resting until it's time to come back. A squirrel and a book and a bottle of Jack. If you know us at all, you'll know whose gift is whose. Jennifer rarely is happy in the absence of booze. She'll cook and she'll host and she'll hug her little boy. By 10 a.m. on Christmas, she'll curse Santa and every damn toy. I like a book or a puzzle or something with gears, but this Christmas, what I'm most thankful for is beers. For 100 days plus, I went all beer free, but now we've got Face for Radio. Thanks to Block 3. Poor Producer Paulie, he puts up with a ton. Our insults, our demands, we insist it's in good fun. In the end, though, he does always go home to his girl. They're peaceful and quiet until someone yells, "Squirrel!" Let's not forget Care. I haven't myself. That girl is everywhere, our resident elf on a shelf. She's hosting and posting and dyeing her hair. Whatever she does it with flair. Now on Thomas, on Blake, Tim and Faith, let's fly. There goes Cam and Keith Urban, that Chris Stapleton guy. The boss just sent an email. It was only a matter of time. "You're a DJ," he yelled, not a guy reading silly rhyme. And so it is time for this story to end. It's only your ears that I'll ask you to lend. May they be filled with loud laughter, sweet voices, good cheer, not only on this day, but all through the year. 'Tis the season for kindness, but the boss missed the memo, and now I've got consequences to face. So Merry Christmas from Campbell and Farwell and Producer Paulie, but not the jerk who runs this place.
Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country.
Country 106.7.